In March, Governor Doyle turned down $600,000 in federal grants, saying new guidelines for the funding would force state groups to teach abstinence-only sex education. Doyle supports comprehensive sex ed, where Wisconsin teens learn about safe sex practices as well as abstinence. But Angela Turner, president of the Center for Self-Sufficiency, based in Milwaukee, worries the governor's decision will only affect abstinence education. The federal funds provided what is called Title V money, which Turner says was being put to good use.
The Title V money allows school principals, parents, and youth to receive an additional message, which is abstinence is the safest way to preserve a childhood in terms of avoiding the social, emotional, and the health risks associated with sexual activity.
Turner's group helps school districts and community centers provide abstinence-based sex ed. Since a fifth of her budget came from the federal grants, she now has to cut back on her programming. Turner says teens already get comprehensive sex education from public schools, but abstinence education will now be hard to find.
The key issue that people are not talking about is that thousands of youth have made that decision, and this is the form of education they asked for, and that is being taken away.
But Stephanie Marquis, a spokeswoman from the Department of Health and Family Services, says abstinence is a key part of the state's comprehensive education, and promises Wisconsin youth will continue to get that message through the schools. Adam Hintertour, Wisconsin Public Radio.